Today, state leaders failed to reach a consensus on Malcolm Turnbull's income tax change proposal, but agreed to grant an additional $3 billion to state hospital funding over 3 years. Sarah Simpkins has this report.
Today, state leaders failed to reach a consensus on Malcolm Turnbull's income tax change proposal, but agreed to grant an additional $2.9 billion to state hospital funding over a three-year term. Originally, it was proposed that $3 billion be granted to states for hospitals over 3 years, with no extra funding for schools. There remains disagreement between states over public school funding. Dr. Paul Kildea of the University of New South Wales says that education is a significant issue that may affect the federal election.
The Turnbull government has proposed giving a few extra billions of dollars to the states to tide them over in terms of hospital services for the next few years, but it has been pretty staunch in its position that it's not going to provide any extra funding on education, and so that's obviously going to be of concern to state governments, and I think it will also end up being a big issue in the upcoming federal election.
Many premiers had said it would not be enough to make up for the $80 billion cut by the Abbott government. Turnbull also planned to negotiate his tax-sharing scheme, where the Commonwealth will cut federal income tax by an agreed percentage, while state governments will raise income tax accordingly with what is needed for hospitals and public schools. There had been concerns that the reform will advantage particular states, giving them better services, while smaller states will require higher taxes. Dr. Sinclair Davidson of Institutional Economics from RMIT says this will be advantageous, even for smaller states.
They would not be able to rely on the rest of Australia to subsidise their lifestyles. The poorer states would have to work a lot harder at ensuring that they provide an adequate level of goods and services. And for the rest of us who are basically subsidising those poorer states, we would be better off as well, because we wouldn't be subsidising them as much, and they would be better off because they'd be working for what they get.
Another criticism of the proposal lay in the lack of an exact figure for the amount of income tax that would be reduced by the Commonwealth. Dr. Kildea says that states need to know in order to make a fair judgment.
Obviously, any assessment of the potential effectiveness of this proposal must be based in part on what that rate is, because if the states are only allowed to raise a very small amount of income tax, then that's obviously not going to enable them to deliver superior outcomes in health and education, or at least above what exists now.
Health economist Dr. Stephen Duckett of the Grattan Institute says that the announcement is the first time the federal government has revisited the issue of the federation since the Abbott government.
And so what we're seeing is the first time since the Abbott budget of 2014 that the Commonwealth is coming to the party and say, look, we recognise that there's a huge problem, and we recognise that you don't have the capacity to fill the gap. And so they're putting a reasonable proposal. The health costs are going up faster than the Commonwealth is actually proposing to meet, but not that far apart. So I think it's sufficiently close to good that something should be able to be negotiated today.
You also wrote that it's only for a three-year term. Where do you see them renegotiating it in 3 years?
Well, again, it's consistent with an electoral cycle. So this one comes up before an electoral cycle, before an election, and so the next one will also come up before an election, which means that the Commonwealth has to be serious about worrying about the political consequences if their offer that's on the table is going to have an impact, an adverse impact, on hospital services throughout Australia.
Sinclair Davidson says the proposal would benefit taxpayers by raising state government's accountability.
Yes, the state governments have got no incentive to actually better provide goods and services. They've got no incentive to be more effective and efficient in what it is that they provide their citizens. They just have an incentive to spend as much money as they possibly can. And so what happens there is that there's a lack of accountability at the state government level, because they don't have to be accountable, because they know the federal government will come and pay for things. So we would actually have, under Malcolm Turnbull's proposal, well, under what his proposal could be, because we haven't actually seen too many details, but under the Prime Minister's proposal, we could actually have a situation whereby States are more accountable to their own citizens. States provide better goods and services from an efficiency perspective. States better match the preferences of people who live in that state.